About $200,000 in federal Great Lakes restoration funds are paying for a one-year program called Get the Meds Out. More than 300 pharmacies, senior centers, and other sites in 36 counties close to Lakes Superior and Michigan will give out postage-paid, padded envelopes to people who want to get rid of their old prescription drugs. Project coordinator Melissa Bohm of UW Extension says once people have the envelope,
they would take it home. There's a survey included in each of the envelopes about attitudes and opinions of drug disposal. So they would fill out the survey, fill up the envelope with any unwanted or expired medications, and then the envelope is already pre-addressed, so they can just drop it into a regular mailbox.
Bohm says the envelopes will be sent to the Drug Enforcement Agency in Maine, which is one of just a few U.S. agencies able to accept controlled substances through the mail. Bohm says the mailback program is for people who can't make it to drop-off sites.
What we found is that people like to have options when it comes to drug disposal, and some people don't live in areas where it's convenient for them to drive to a police station. Elderly people, people with limited mobility, may not be able to as easily go to a drug drop box.
Bohm says she hopes the mailback program helps cut abuse of old drugs and the amount of drugs being flushed into the Great Lakes, where the unused meds can harm drinking water and aquatic life. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.